Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by the returning Jeremy. Jeremy, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Nothing much. Bills 3-0. What's your initial reaction right now?
Well, I think if you were to tell any Bills fan, like, what would be the, best possible start to the season, of course, you wouldn't throw a loss in there. But I think most Bills fans would have been happy 2-1, going into the game against New England. So to be 3-0, hey, as most coaches say in this league, it's hard to win in the NFL. So you take the wins as you can get them. And week one win was 1 point against the Jets. And this one here, the Bills had to have a fourth quarter, final 5 minute drive here to get this win against Cincinnati. So, the wins don't come easy sometimes, but you take them when you can get them. So I think overall, you have to be pretty pleased with this 3-0 start. How can you not?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to win these games, right? Every game does count, and it goes so far. You never know which game is going to mean more for a tiebreaker against a fellow AFC right. team in some kind of scenario. So it's very important that you win these games. But what I think I'm most enthused about is that these games have not been easy for Buffalo, right? They're being right. legitimately challenged. They're not blowing out teams, which that would be great. But this team, I think, is learning, how to come together. Again, it's another character thing that I'm been, maybe I say more on this podcast than Coach McDermott says in his press conferences. But, I'm just enthused that they keep battling and grinding out these tough, hard-nosed wins. It does say a lot because I've been a Buffalo all my life. I've seen a lot of teams that would just cave and give up these close losses. I've seen it far too many times.
Yeah. So, and Coach McDermott kind of brought that up in his post-game press conference, and we'll go through the game here in a little bit. But starting with that, I thought that was pretty telling, and kind of speaks to what you're talking about, Matt, of just their character and their heart. I mean, he brought up the word heart a few times and pounded the table about that. And even his post-game comments to the team, in the dressing room, the locker room afterward, he used that too. So I think, from that standpoint, building that team camaraderie and that trust with one guy to the next, I think that's what these first few wins, I think, early in the season can do, because, down the stretch, you're going to need to have another fourth quarter drive or, have trust in your teammates. So if they can continue to do that along with winning, cherry on top all the way around.
100%. I mean, we're gearing up for Patriots next week, which is going to be a big one. To be honest, it's definitely going to be the toughest team that Buffalo has faced yet. And on the Patriots side of things, this Bills team might be the toughest team that they have faced yet. Patriots have kind of run through just about everybody. Yep. Pittsburgh, the jury's still kind of out on them for this season. The Jets this week, Miami last week, it's just been, they're unstoppable. We really haven't been able to gauge how they are. So I'm still intrigued by this matchup, even though I still think that the Patriots have a slight advantage. I'll be perfectly honest there. I feel like they're just teams more put together. But, regardless, I think it's going to be a good game. This is going to be the best defense Brady's faced yet. And I think that's what I'm most looking forward to this week.
It's funny because, we're going to recap a little bit more of today's game against the Bengals. But it's funny because that's where every Bills fan mind goes to, right, is next week against the Patriots. I mean, you get through this one, and I think people were probably already in the first half, and we'll talk about this too, how the Bills really dominated this game in terms of time of possession, especially in the first half, and in terms of just, yardage. They were just in control, it seemed like, through most of the game, and a couple of mistakes kind of hurt them and brought the Bengals back into it. But I think a lot of fans were thinking even before this game started about next week against New England and just trying to get a win so that they can, have this 3-0 versus 3-0 matchup next week at New Era Field. And, I had a couple, I don't know if you had anyone that you knew that was at the game at New Era Field, Matt, but I had a few friends there, some family, and said that it was, maybe one of the loudest games that they've been to. And, not uncommon for a home opener, and definitely felt like that on the telecast watching the game. But you could definitely feel the energy inside the stadium, and I can't even imagine what it's going to be like next week.
Yeah, I had pretty much all my friends, anybody who was anybody essentially in Buffalo, except me, of course.
Yeah,
they were there, you know, today, and yeah, they were definitely excited. You know, they honored Pancho Vila, right, which was an awesome gesture, and just the energy was very good. I mean, it's got to be right. Buffalo is just that kind of city. That even if the Bills came into this game, I think 0-2, I think that same energy would be there. Just that's how the Bills Mafia is. That's how great they are. But yeah, I'm glad that Bills fans got to see a win today at home. It was just great. But all right, let us get into the game essentially against Cincinnati today. First quarter is a lot of punts kind of going back and forth, but Buffalo took an 11-0 lead at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and they struck first with Dawson Knox, who kind of had an up and down day. Obviously, we'll talk about what he did in the fourth quarter on the final drive in a minute, but you know, I thought he had a couple of drops too that cost the Bills maybe extending a couple of drives. But you know, he came up big, and it was kind of reminiscent of really the Bills' up and down day. I think the first quarter, they had 58 yards on their second drive, but they kind of stalled near midfield. And then they finally punched through late in the first quarter when he had the play action pass to Dawson Knox. And, you know, it's a nice to see a rookie tight end step up. We thought that Tyler Croft would be off of injury this week, and then he had a setback in the middle of the week. So Dawson Knox stepping up and being a rookie is really good to see. But I just thought, you know, his play was kind of, you know, reminiscent, like I said, of the Bills' day, of an up and down kind of day. And then, you know, really then the second quarter, you know, the Bills had 38 yards on 10 plays with a 34-yard field goal from Hauschka. So that's when it was like 11-0, as you referenced, Matt. And, you know, Cincinnati, you know, coughed it up on the next possession. I want to talk about that real quick. That was a great strip by Micah Hyde right there to get that turnover and to rip that ball out of John Ross's hands, I believe, after the catch. But TJ Yeldon then fumbled. So it was kind of a wonky, you know, second quarter there to go into the half, 14-0. But I think you had to feel really good as a Bills fan after, you know, the first two quarters of play, like I mentioned too, the time of possession and just the yardage and, you know, being up on the scoreboard 14-0, you did feel like the Bills left some more points out on the field. But you were probably feeling really great. I mean, Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals offense could not do anything. They couldn't move the ball. The Bills defense was playing at its elite level that we've been seeing for, you know, last couple of weeks, really. They've, you know, picked up right where they left off last year. So it was really looking good. I think you had to feel really good if you're in the stadium, if you're watching, if you're covering the team, you're covering this game or watching this game, you think Buffalo's cruising. And then, you know, the second half, though, Matt, completely different story.
It did change quite a bit. But, yes, I have to agree. It was a little bit of a wonky and wild, you know, second quarter of play. It's just, yeah, you still feel confident because, I mean, granted, you know, the competition that Cincy has faced, but Cincinnati's up until I think today was the number two offense, I think overall, if I'm not mistaken. I only think only behind Kansas City. I could be wrong, maybe one or two spots off, but Dalton's been having a really good year, you know, throwing the ball quite a bit. And it was good to see this Bills defense slow them down. I mean, Dalton up to this point has only played against the 49ers and the Seahawks, both very talented defenses, granted, but not as tough as the Bills. So, and you know, it was just good to see them knock him down, maybe knock him down a peg, I guess, probably the best way to put it. But yeah, little while, there were a couple points, you know, left on the board, missed field goal and this and that, but yeah, second half, not too shabby. It started off a little rough. Punt, interception. Yeah, just a wild back and forth game that it got started to get really close here. And yeah,
I think people were holding their breath for sure.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, if you're watching, you might as well enjoy a close back and forth game. I mean, there was legit a point where I thought, wow, Cincinnati's going to pull this off. And yeah.
Yeah, they definitely regained the momentum. So it's interesting because you had Andy Dalton intercepted by Tre'Davious White, who I thought had, you know, obviously you know, his best game with two interceptions. And it took maybe a little bit of heat of having kind of a slow start to the year. Just, you know, I think he was not tested a whole lot, but in the times he was, he never got really burned in the Jets or Giants game, but just wasn't maybe making any plays or around the ball as much as I think people would have liked. But I think he had a really good game today. And, you know, he intercepts Dalton, but, you know, Allen, you know, gives it right back to the Bengals with his poor decision to scramble to throw it across his body again in the middle of field and get intercepted. And the Bills are lucky that didn't go back for an intercept or for a touchdown. But, you know, a few plays later, Cincinnati makes it 14-7, and then you have a ball game. So just that short span in the third quarter really just flipped the momentum. And it seemed like Cincinnati, you know, kind of felt like, hey, we're in this. And you could definitely feel it. Crowd got quiet. The Bills over on the sideline were hanging their head a little bit. And the Bengals were definitely getting more rhythm. I think they were a little bit more up-tempo on offense, which they like to do. And they're starting to complete some balls. And before you knew it, it was 14-14. So in the fourth quarter. So I think, you know, just those quick like decisions that and those turnovers make such a difference. And that's why, you know, Coach McDermott, you know, always harps on that of, you know, protecting the ball, because really the Bills, all they had to do was continue to give the ball to Frank Gore, make safe plays. And I think they would have, you know, cruised to, you know, a bigger margin of victory today.
Yeah. If they would have killed the clock a little bit, but yeah, after that interception though, Josh Allen, he just didn't seem the same. It was a little wild to watch, but you can just tell, and like you said the sideline was deflated, but Allen seemed a little deflated.
He did, himself, yeah.
Which was just his playmaking ability. Like after that, after he threw the the INT. I mean, it was Bengals score. They got a punt, or Bills punted away, and then the Bengals scored again. Like two consecutive drives. That's impressive. I mean, on their part, especially against this defense who played so hard all day, for them to do that, it's got to be a little deflating. But again, character. Josh Allen woke up, said, "Let's go to work." You know, fourth quarter started off with a punt, and you know, since he marched down again with that field goal, and then Bills answered with a touchdown, and that pretty much sealed the game. But just overall, just a great effort by this team. You want to see them win the close ones. Like I said at the top of the show, it really does go a long way. It's a grind. 16 games is a grind, regardless, and the close ones mean so much more. I've seen great teams miss the playoffs because of losing close games like this. You know, it happens all the time. So good on them. Good on Buffalo for sticking through. Powering through everything that went on and finishing up strong.
Yeah, I thought about this, Matt, of, you know, as the Bills, I was texting a buddy who was at the stadium and watched the game and telling me how, you know, the momentum's kind of just in the building shifted and he was getting worried about it. But, you know, I even texted him back and thought to myself, this is good for Buffalo. And you mentioned this too, like to be tested this way. You know, you want to go out and cruise, but I was also – I really wanted to see how Josh Allen would respond, you know, after making such a poor decision. I was immediately, you know, focused on, you know, what is he going to do? How is he going to respond to this? Is he going to continue to hang his head and you know, kind of make another mistake and or, you know, just kind of fizzle out and allow the Bengals to make this comeback? But he didn't, you know, and he led them down the field and Frank Gore punched it in. And I think that character and that kind of mentality speaks volumes to just that whole offense of, you know, wanting to come out and make amends for what they did before, you know, in that second half.
Yeah. Again, your point about being tested, man, you're not going to go in, you know, you're not going to play the Patriots and smoke them. You know, you're not going to blow them out by any means. It's good. It is very good to be tested. And you see that, I don't know, just people just kind of grinding through the adversity, man. That's pretty much, I mean, we can say it a ton of times, almost can't say it enough. And there's just something different about this Bills team this year. And I'm thoroughly impressed. You know, they're getting high regards by national media and rankings. Not that rankings really mean anything, but I think people are taking notice too. The the grit character and just toughness of this Bills team from top to bottom.
Yeah, for sure. I think this game was a game where they faced a Cincinnati team that I think skilled position wise, I think their quarterback was probably the best quarterback they've faced. I know that I think just Dalton just has a more established quarterback than Darnold. I think Darnold might actually end up having a better career, maybe long term. But right now, I think Darnold with his experience, that was the best test from a quarterback they faced. And, you know, Mixon, they faced good running backs really all 3 weeks with Barkley and Le'Veon Bell, but you had Mixon, and then you had really good skill receivers and Ross and Boyd. So you had a good test for the defense, and then this defense is also at least a front seven, poses some problems. So I think from just a talent perspective, this was a really good test and a good opening game for the Bills as they head into Week 4 against the Patriots too. I think just take a look at the individuals that they had to go up against today, and that was good to see them get a win against those guys, because Cincinnati, they even took Seattle, down to the wire for Week 1, and San Francisco can be pretty hot. So just because they, got blown out by San Francisco, it's still early in the year. I think Cincinnati is definitely going to be, one of those teams that might be like 8-8 or 7-9, but can be, a challenge for you every week. And so I think that was a good test for the Bills.
Without a doubt. I'm just going to run through some of the statistics really quick. Cincinnati, starting off with passing, Andy Dalton, 20 of 36, 249 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. His stats actually mirrored Allen's relatively similar. Allen, 23 of 36, 243 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. So there's that. Rushing-wise, Frank Gore, the leading rusher, obviously without Singletary. It's pretty much Gore's show today. 14 attempts, 76 yards on Gore's part. And Cincinnati side, Joe Mixon, 15 attempts, 61 yards, no touchdowns on the ground for him. Receiving-wise, Buffalo, Dawson Knox was the big guy today. 3 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown off of 4 targets. Knox had I was really happy to see this with Knox. I didn't realize this. Actually, we've lately gone over it, but this is Knox's first touchdown in college, like since playing college. He didn't record a single touchdown in his 3 seasons at Ole Miss, and this is obviously his first NFL touchdown, which was it's great to see. Like you said earlier, Croft being hurt, you're like, oh no, how's this going to work out with the tight ends? But we have depth at that position. Finally, we have quality guys, man. It's so good to see that tight end position. I can't preach enough how important it is, but shout out to Knox having a great day as he did, man.
Yeah. It's nice to see, a tight end do what he did. I said he had an up and down day. He did have that one drop on the target, but mostly as a rookie. I mean, you have to be really, really thrilled. And real quickly, just the way that he just bulldozed over the DB down the sideline was spectacular to see. I mean, it reminded me of like a Jeremy Shockey type move, or, name another tight end who just, rumbles and stumbles through guys. That was really awesome to see. It was very throwback. He didn't step out of bounds right away. He was looking for more yards, and that really set up the Bills to get that go ahead touchdown by Gore later in that drive, late in the fourth quarter. So huge experience. If they can continue to develop those young tight ends, great. I know this is really far down the road. You hope Tyler Croft's ankle injury isn't, prohibitive from him seeing the field soon. But you have to feel really good with what's behind him, with the depth and with these young guys. I think there's a lot of question marks. Could they come in and start right away without having a veteran? And I was kind of skeptical about that too in free agency. I was kind of hoping the Bills would go out and get a tight end who had a little bit even more experience than Tyler Croft does. And it seems that so far the rookie's been able to step right in and be very productive for them, which is a great sign.
Absolutely. Team stats wise, total yards, Buffalo dominated Cincinnati in that category. 416 total yards to Cincinnati's 306. since he couldn't move the ball at all, mostly in the first half, as mentioned. Mm-hmm. Passing yards, Buffalo, 241 passing yards to Cincinnati's 239. On the ground, Buffalo killed it as well, 175 rushing yards to the Bengals, 67. Buffalo even had more yards per play, average 5.7 to Cincy's 5.4. Cincy had two interceptions, two fumbles lost, and Buffalo did well again on the third down conversion percentage, 30% to Cincinnati's 27. And time of possession, Jeremy mentioned it a little bit earlier, 36 minutes, 54 seconds for Buffalo to Cincinnati's 23:06. So big, big difference there. That's probably one of the more dramatic differences I've seen in quite some time when it came to time of possession. But, you know, Buffalo, they made the most of it throughout the day.
So in 2018, Josh Allen had a 52.8% completion percentage. And, you know, that was unfortunately, and I'm saying that because I'm frankly tired of hearing about completion percentage, but that was a marker of, you know, productivity and, I guess, efficiency from the quarterback position for a lot of people. In 2019, you know, week one, he was 64.9, week two, 63.3, and today 63.9%. So he's hovering around that 63-64% range, up, you know, 10, 11, 12 percentage points from last year. I think just from the, you know, train, you know, just from the eye test, you can see he's making, you know, quicker reads, quicker decisions, throwing the intermediate passes, even the short passes, and getting those completions, you know, at a pretty routine pace without, you know, too much inaccuracy. He did miss a nice deep ball. I thought Zay Jones got behind the defense and he stepped up in the pocket and was running up in the pocket and threw it on the run and overshot him. He was wide open. I think it was toward the end of the first half. So there are some plays he's left out there, but I think overall he's improved his accuracy a lot, and the completion percentage would say so. But like I said, even the eye test, you can see that he's, you know, pretty accurate with the football. And I know, despite his mistakes, and maybe I'll ask you, Matt, because I'm not sure, and I know a lot of people have talked about just his gunslinger mentality. We saw it on the interception. Will he ever get that out of his game, or can you ever coach that out of his game? I'm not sure. I think he just wants to make plays all the time. He's constantly scrambling and breaking tackles and from the D-line. I think the Bengals D-line was just exhausted trying to wrap him up. He had quite a bit of yards on the ground rushing himself today as well, which he usually does each week. But, you know, it's just that's just who he is. And I don't know if you're going to ever get that out of him. You're going to have to live with some of those, you know, bonehead plays, I think, from time to time. But at the end, you know, if he can lead your team down the field and get W's, I don't know how much you really want to focus on that, because I don't really know if he's going to get that out of his game, to be honest.
I'm perfectly okay with it on my end. Just watching it. I think actually from a fan perspective, Josh Allen's been a lot more fun. Watch this year. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a bit of an unpredictability factor, but he's like making big time plays. I like the big time throws. You know, some of the elite quarterbacks, they can do that. That, you know, the Mahomes of the world and you know, even Lamar Jackson this year. Just obviously you want to see a little bit more in the intermediate, you know, continue to get better with that, but there has been a vast improvement. You know, and I'll be the first to admit I was one of those Josh Allen naysayers. Mm-hmm. You know, coming into this season, you know, of course I want to remain optimistic because I want to see every, you know, him do well of all people. But you know, I've really, really enjoyed watching his play this, you know, this year. And cool little stat too. Over the last 8 straight games, with 200 plus passing yards, that is the longest streak for a Bills quarterback since Jim Kelly in 1992. So he's, you know, that's Jim Kelly was a pretty, I guess he was all right. I mean,
that's a cool stat, but at the same time, man, that's horrible too. Right?
Yeah.
You have to go all the way back to 1992 just for 200. On the Bills
end, yeah.
For 200. I mean, I could see maybe 300 yards, you know, 350, but 200 yard passers should be just commonplace, you know, this day and age. And for it to go all the way back to 1992, it's one of those things where it's a cool stat, but at the same time, I don't know if I want to brag about that. You know what I mean?
No, you're completely right.
Yeah.
You're completely right. That's a little bit more on the Bills history side of things than it is on Josh.
No, it is super interesting. I'm just I wouldn't be boasting about it if I'm the Bills. That's all.
No, not at all. But yeah, man, I'm happy for Allen's success. I'm happy for the team's success. You know, everything seems to be working. I'm still looking for that 300 plus yard game though from Josh. I'm really hoping for it. But regardless, man, just big matchup this weekend against the Patriots, or next weekend against New England. And it is, you know, they don't have Antonio Brown anymore, so we got to, you know, Buffalo's got to have a chance in that regard.
Yeah. Well, man, we'll have definitely a lot to talk about next week after the Patriots game. I think, you know, I was texting buddies too, like if you thought today's game was crazy, I can't imagine what the atmosphere will be like next week when the Pats come to town. So I don't know if you have any final thoughts on this one, but, you know, I think it definitely, I was happy to see them overcome some adversity, you know, early in the season to be down that late in the fourth quarter and to have a game winning drive. Josh Allen now has in 14 starts, five come from behind or game winning drives under his belt, which is encouraging to have that kind of experience in his young career. And I think going into next week, it's just going to be, you know, one of those games that'll be hyped up. And at the end of the day, we'll see, you know, who can do better. I don't know if you have, Matt, in front of you, an injury report from the game today. I know that John Feliciano went out. Obviously, Devin Singletary didn't play. Not sure if anyone else of note that comes to mind, you know, went out of this game. I know that Ty Nasecki was banged up a little bit, but it looked like he walked off eventually or limped off. But something to monitor, obviously, throughout the week to see if some of these guys can get healthy and play next week. But those are my final thoughts, and not sure if you had anything different.
No, you pretty much spoke for me. It's good to, you know, of course, some little injuries here and there, but it's good that the Buffalo has come out virtually unscathed, you know, in that regard. It's always, every time you play New England, I don't care what team it is, you want to be at your absolute best when playing them. So there's going to be so much to talk about. We're going to get a really good look at this team, you know, probably the best look that we've had. You know, Patriots are elite level, and I mean, there's so many different matchups, aspects of that game that I'm really looking forward to. You know, this defense, you know, are they going to be able to keep Buffalo in the game? I think they can. I really, truly think that they can. And it's just, you know, that's just one dynamic of many that I'm really looking forward to with Sunday's game. But yeah, that's pretty much it on my end.
Awesome.
All right. Everybody listening, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy. Be safe. Just relish in the fact that your Buffalo Bills are 3-0. Don't break too many tables. Until next time, go Bills.